Jiu-Jitsu has been practiced since 700 B.C. It is the great equalizer. It was practiced by many people, among whom were Chinese monks whose religion forbade the use of weapons, even in self-defense. Because they were quite frequently attacked by bandits while traveling through the mountains of China, they used this art. The ability to throw people, to disable them by breaking bones, or to paralyze certain of their muscles by striking nerve centers, is all part of jiu-jitsu. A person skilled in this art can easily kill an attacker with his hands. I know of at least 14 points on the body which will produce death if struck properly with the edge of the hand. There is no reason to teach these killing blows here, however. When you take lessons privately and your instructor feels that you are a proper person to learn these moves, it will be time enough. For now, let me point out some of the weak spots and nerve centers of the body. If you are attacked, remember to strike your opponent in these areas. Place your right hand around your throat, below your Adam's apple. Your thumb is now on your right collarbone, and your forefinger is on your left collarbone. This bone runs from the center of your throat to your shoulder on each side. It is broken with only 5 pounds of pressure. A woman can break a man's collarbone quite easily. It is broken most easily toward the neck rather than the shoulder. It can be broken by a downward blow with the edge of the hand directly on the bone. It may also be broken with the forearm hitting straight down. Now place your left thumb in the recess directly behind your collarbone, close to the shoulder. The thumbnail should be facing your neck. Put it there now. Now reach over to the rear of your shoulder with your index and forefinger and grab the muscle you find there between these three fingers. This is a nerve center. A hard blow delivered to this area will render a person unconscious. The blow should be delivered with the edge of the hand. Now raise either arm and dig your forefinger directly into the center of your armpit. This is a nerve center, and a blow delivered to this region with the fingertips held stiffly will cause great pain. At the center of each side of the neck, the cerebral artery is located. It provides the brain with blood. Pressure or a blow against these areas could cause unconsciousness within 3 seconds. If attacked, reach over to your attacker's right side with your right hand and grab the collar of his coat behind his neck, but from the right. This will cause your right wrist bone to press against his right cerebral artery. Now cross under your right arm and grab his left lapel or left shoulder with your left hand. Now pull him to your left. This will cause further pressure on his artery and cause unconsciousness within seconds.